From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with LeMay and Reese, with banjo picker Paul Davis and musical comedy guest Jim Stout. LeMay and Reese with Paul Davis, coming up on Red Barn Radio.
Here she comes, look at her go. There she goes, in that call. Watch her fly, look at her say. Let her bye, 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 fireball me. Watch her go, look at her steam. Hear that low whistle and scream like a hound dog wagging its tail. Let her bye, 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 fireball me.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass.
Look at her climb, see that freight, clear the rain. I'll bet she's late, 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 fireball man. Watch her swerve, look at her sway, and get that curve out of the way. Watch her fly, look at her say, let her bye, 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 fireball man. Here she comes, look at her go. There she goes, heeding that call. Watch her fly, and look at her say. Let her bye, 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 fireball me. Let her bye, 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 fireball me.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm the host of Red Barn Radio, Donald Mason, and I'm glad to be here for Red Barn Radio's 475th live performance. Red Barn Radio is coming to you from the Performance Hall at Arts Place here in the great city of Lexington, Kentucky. Please welcome to the Red Barn Radio stage, LeMay and Reese with Paul Davis and their special guest, Jim Stout.
A miner was leaving his home for his work. He heard his little child scream. He rushed to the side of that little child's bed, said, "Daddy, I've had such a dream." So, Daddy, don't go to the mine today, for dreams have so often come true. Daddy, dear Daddy, please don't go away, for I never could live without you. I dreamed that the mines were ablaze in a fire. Workers fought for their lives. Then the scene changed and the mouth of the mine was covered with sweethearts and wine. So, Daddy, don't go to the mine today, for dreams have so often come true. Daddy, dear Daddy, please don't go away, for I never could live without you. Thank you. Go down to the village and tell all your friends, as sure as the bright sun does shine, something is going to happen today. So Daddy, don't go to the mine. Daddy, don't go to the mine today. For dreams have so often come true. Daddy, dear Daddy, please don't go away, for I never could live without you. Oh, Daddy, dear Daddy, please don't go away, for I never could live without you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Here's Red Barn Radio's host, Donald Mason, speaking with LeMay and Reese. Here's Donald.
We've got LeMay and Reese and Paul Davis. So that was Paul Davis on banjo. How did you really come across this
well,
talent?
Well, we first saw Paul at a local jam session at someone's house about 5 or 6 years ago. Then about 2 years ago, we were recording a CD, and there were some songs I wanted some banjo on. And Paul's kind of an eclectic banjo player. So we called him up and said, could you come do some banjo on our CD? So that's when we got reacquainted. And then last year when we started singing on the railroad down in Stearns, Kentucky, he was one of the engineers, and he'd bring his banjo along and join us whenever we played for the passengers. I wanted to call ourselves Sherry and the Depot Boys, but as soon as I came up with that name, he quit the railroad. So that never came about. So it's LeMay and Reese with Paul Davis.
Very cool.
Leaves were falling just like embers, in colors red and gold, they set us on fire, burning just like a moonbeam in our eyes. Somebody said they saw me spinning the world by the tail, bouncing over a white cloud, killing the blues. I am guilty of something I hope you never do, 'cause there is nothing sadder than losing yourself in love. Somebody said they saw me spinning the world by the tail, bouncing over a white cloud, killing the blues. Now you ask me just to leave you, to go out on my own to get what I need to. You want me to find what I already have. Somebody said they saw me spinning the world by the tail, bouncing over a white cloud, killing the blues. Somebody said they saw me spinning the world by the tail, bouncing over a white cloud, killing the blues. Somebody said they saw me spinning the world by the tail, bouncing over a white cloud, killing the blues.
you. Thank you very much.
Tell us a little bit about how the duo got together before Paul arrived.
Well, in 1998, I had been singing as a solo folk performer for many, many years. I belong to a folk music organization up in Rochester, New York, which is where I'm originally from. And they have a Tuesday night sing-around, and one Tuesday I got there, and I got there late, which everybody likes to point out to me is ironic because I'm always early for everything, but I got there late, and I saw Sherry. I'd never seen her before, and she was sitting there, and I had just finished writing a song called Maryville. Apparently, somebody had sung it before I got there, and then they had me sing it when I got there, and I guess Sherry claims that that kind of hooked her. Shortly after that, we started singing together, and we're now in our 17th year here.
When you heard this song, Maryville, was something in that song that just kind of triggered you to where that was speaking your language?
Yeah, it was a real song. I mean, I can't really explain it any other way than that. It was just something totally different than what I was used to hearing. I mean, it's a nice ballad. It's got a really nice feel to it, kind of a Civil War type of thing. It grabbed me, you know, and it just... I said, man, anybody that writes that got to be pretty cool.
Hang me, oh, hang me. I'll be dead and gone. Hang me, oh, hang me. I'll be dead and gone. I don't mind the hanging. It's the laying in the grave so long. Poor boy, I've been all around the world. I've been around Cape Jordan, in parts of Arkansas. I've been around Cape Jordan, in parts of Arkansas. I've been so doggone hungry, I could have hidden behind a straw.
Poor boy, I've been all around the world.
Hang me, oh, hang me. I'll be dead and gone. Hang me, oh, hang me. And I'll be dead and gone. I don't mind the hanging, it's the laying in the grave so long.
Poor boy, I've been all around the world.
I went up on the mountain, and there I made my stand. I went up on the mountain, and there I made my stand. A rifle on my shoulder, a dagger in my hand.
Poor boy, I've been all around the world.
So hang me, oh, hang me. I'll be dead and gone. Hang me, oh, hang me. I'll be dead and gone. I don't mind the hanging, it's the laying in the grave so long.
Poor boy, I've been all around the world.
Put a rope around my neck and hung me up so high. They put a rope around my neck and hung me up so high. The last words I heard him say was, it won't be long before you die.
Poor boy, I've been
all around the world.
So hang me, oh, hang me, I'll be dead and gone. Hang me, oh, hang me, I'll be dead and gone. I don't mind the hanging, it's the laying in the grave so long.
Poor boy, I've been all around the world.
If you've just joined us, we're with LeMay and Reese with Paul Davis on Red Barn Radio.
When you write songs, is there anything in particular that you feel makes you a little bit different than your contemporaries?
I think it's probably because I don't listen to a lot of other people's songs. I just concentrate on writing my own song. I think Sherry's the same way, too. We don't try to copy anybody. We don't try to parody another song, that sort of thing. Whatever comes out of us is just us. So.
What would you tag yourselves as?
We call ourselves folk singers. We wanted to call ourselves Americana, but we could never figure out what Americana was because everything from punk metal bands to Ralph Stanley. So what is Americana? I've sort of come to realize that Americana is basically what we're doing, music rooted in the traditions of this country. So I just recently, we called ourselves an American folk music duo. For 16 years, I finally changed it to an Americana folk music duo. So I think we finally arrived at the Americana label. But I still call ourselves folk singers.
My daddy played his old guitar as I listened at his knee. In those days, a wildwood flower was planted in my memory. Did not know it way back then, but the roots were growing strong. I knew when I began to hear that sound in my favorite songs. All a wildwood flower needs is just a little seed planted in a patch of fertile ground and tended patiently. It took a long, long while, but now I know. Daddy planted a little seed, hoping it would grow. My daddy played the radio while riding in the car. Mother, Maybelle, Doc, and Mer were picking their guitars, while Daddy just sat back, waiting for the roots to grow. Now on my very own guitar, I'm echoing the radio. All a wildwood flower needs is just a little seed planted in a patch of fertile ground and tended patiently. It took a long, long while, but now I know. Daddy planted a little seed, hoping it would grow. Buried deep within, and they're still growing strong. And the wildwood flower is blooming on and on. All the wildwood flower needs is just a little seed planted in a patch of fertile ground and tended patiently. It took a long, long while, but now I know Daddy planted a little seed, hoping it would grow.
So your stories come from this rich heritage and tradition. These songs are unique to you, yet have echoes of the music's past as the country has evolved in so many different ways. When did you start writing? Did you start writing as a child, or didn't you write until later on?
No, I started writing when I was in the Air Force. I wrote my first song in 1968. I wrote my first really good song in 1975. I wrote my really good song in 1998. And and I think I've been doing pretty good since then. My influences have evolved. What I hear with my ears has evolved, and being more relaxed with myself has evolved too. I'm not trying to impress anybody but Sherry.
Oh, the cuckoo, she's a pretty bird. She warbles as she flies, but she never hollers cuckoo till the fourth day of July. She flies o'er the rivers and flies the skies above. She flies back to the mountains and more her true love. Oh, the cuckoo, she is a pretty bird. She warbles as she flies, but she never hollers cuckoo till the fourth day of July. Gonna build me a log cabin on a mountain so high, where the blackest crow and the mourning dove will hear my sad cry. Oh, the cuckoo, she's a pretty bird. She warbles as she flies, but she never hollers cuckoo till the fourth day of July. You can see I have wandered by the dust that's on my feet. Gonna stay here on this mountain and let my true love look for me. Oh, the cuckoo, she's a pretty bird. She warbles as she flies, but she never hollers cuckoo till the fourth day of July. Thank you. Thanks very much.
We're going to feature Paul Davis on the banjo on this next tune. It's called Black and White Rag. Carina, Carina, where you been so long? Carina, Carina, where you been so long? Well, I've been worrying about you, baby. Won't you please come home? I got a bird that whistles. I got a bird that sings. A bird that whistles. I got a bird that sings. But I ain't got Carina. Life don't mean a thing.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with LeMay and Reese with Paul Davis, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio. We'll be right back. Welcome back. We're with LeMay and Reese with Paul Davis. This is Red Barn Radio.
Corina, Corina, girl, you're on my mind. Corina, Corina, girl, you're on my mind. I've been thinking about you, baby, I just can't keep from crying. Corina, Corina, where you been so long? Corina, Corina, where you been so long? Well, I ain't had no loving since you've been gone. Corina, Corina, where'd you stay last night? Corina, Corina, where'd you stay last night? You come home this morning, the sun was shining bright. Corina, Corina, you know it's fairly well. Corina, Corina, you know it's fairly well. Where I'll be tomorrow morning, only the road will tell. Where I'll be tomorrow morning, only the road will tell.
All right, we do have a special guest. Back in 1986, up in New York, where I was living, I started a songwriters group. And then when we moved down to Somerset, Kentucky, about 11 years ago, I thought, well, I should get a songwriters group going down here. One of the people we met at the first meeting is still with us. That's the man standing right here on my right, Mr. Jim Stout. I said to him, well, what kind of songs do you write? And he says, oh, kind of like the Moron Brothers. And if you don't know who the Moron Brothers are, the name says it all. And I am so proud to present Mr. Unplugged, Jim Stout.
Well, ever since I was a little bitty feller about knee-high to a grasshopper, and I heard that first song on the radio, I wanted to be a country star. My grandpa, he made me my first guitar out of a tin-hand helm can and a backer stick. He put it together and drove some finishing nails in the end of it, wrapped some barbed wire around it, and I took great pains learning to play that thing. I knew if I could get my songs out there, I'd be a star in the Grand Ole Opry by that weekend. But during that time, I got my hands on a reel-to-reel recorder and played a couple of my songs on there and went to play it back, and I knew right away I wasn't going to be no country star. But it still, it didn't interfere with my love for music and my love to write songs. And I wanted to be a country star so bad I even wrote a song about it, and it goes like this. I want to be a country star, drive around in a fancy car, just pick and play my whole life away, strumming on my old guitar. Now my own songs I would make, just like the late great Hank. I'll hear the fans roar while I sing about being poor, while I'm taking my money to the bank. I wanna be a country star, drive around in a fancy car, just pick and play my whole life away, strumming on my old guitar. Now I'll sing about digging a ditch, or maybe about a wicked witch. Sing one so sad to make you cry about how hard it is getting by while I'm getting filthy rich. I wanna be a country star, drive around in a fancy car, just pick and play my whole life away, strumming on my old guitar. Now up the charts, my songs will be darting. I'll sell my records by the carton. To the stars, I won't be nameless. Get to rub elbows with the famous and maybe meet Dolly Parton. I wanna be a country star, drive around in a fancy car, just pick and play my whole life away. Man, I sure would like to meet Dolly Parton. Thank you, thank you.
You've got a plethora of recordings, I mean, ranging from all the way back to when you were recording in New York to your latest album, which is Rest on the Tracks.
We've been fortunate in that the people who have recorded us, the people who own the studios, are also multi-instrumentalists. We recorded two up in New York and three down here in Kentucky. And in New York, we recorded with a brother duo called the Dady Brothers, and they play everything. And then down here, there was a fellow in Somerset named Kevin Ambergy, who just played everything also. Great mandolin player, guitar player, dobro player. And then we'd have people like Paul come in and add some instrumentation. We had a couple of fiddle players, Lonnie Osborne from London, and Chris Sines, who was living over in Adair County at the time, and Kelly Caldwell, great mandolin and vocalist, and would sing some harmony.
Can't forget about Mandolin Jack.
Oh, Mandolin Jack. He's from England. We have a weekly acoustic music jam in Somerset, and one day he showed up at the front door, and he was just traveling around from England over here to Tennessee, Kentucky, Virginia, and he was great. So the next time he came back to the States, we hosted him in a concert, and Sherry and I and a fiddle player and a bass player were his band. And I had just written a song called Silent Lonesome Sound, and I played it for him, and he said, why don't you do that in the concert? So we did it in the concert. It was the first time I ever sang it out in public, and it came out so good that I thought, you know, I could not duplicate this in the studio, so we put the live recording on the CD, and it was also a chance for us to have Mandolin Jack on that CD with us.
On the road, it's late at night, you're all alone, it's so darn quiet, but there's a sound your heart makes when it breaks. On the radio, in the old hotel, you hear the song she loves so well. There's a sound your heart makes when it breaks. Like a shooting star that lights the night, falls in pieces to the ground. She broke your heart, you fell apart into a silent, lonesome sound. A dusty book, old photograph, you see the smile, you hear the laugh. There's a sound your heart makes when it breaks. like a shooting star that lights the night and falls in pieces to the ground. She broke your heart, you fell apart into a silent, lonesome sound. You're on the road, it's late at night. You're all alone, it's so darn quiet, but there's a sound your heart makes when it breaks.
Just joined us? Tonight, we're with LeMay and Reese with Paul Davis. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
When you listen to somebody else's song, what is it that speaks to you? Is it the words, or is it the instrumentation, or is it kind of a combination?
Combination. The words have to make sense, for one thing. We hear so many songs that we wonder, what does this song mean? You know, but if we hear a song...
There's a lot of songs that we heard that we really like, and then when you look them up and you see what the words are, it's like, eh.
Like the old Carter Family songs, we actually prefer hearing them done by other people than the Carter Family, because it seems like the Carter Family sang with frowns on their faces or something. But when you hear them done with a nice harmony and everything, that catches us, the harmony. Once that harmony catches us, if it's a good song, we want to learn it.
Well, it's kind of the quintessential song that I think about that was done by a group that you would never think would even touch this guy, Johnny Cash, doing Hurt, that was originally written by Nine Inch Nails. Mm-hmm. And if you've never heard the Nine Inch Nails version and you listen to Johnny Cash, you think that he wrote that. It was right after June passed away, and it was just a great version of a song that he didn't write, but he made it special.
And that's a great album, by the way, that Cash album.
Yeah. Oh, well. It's Cash. That's the most valuable thing out there, right?
Your breath is sweet, your eyes are like two jewels in the sky. Your back is straight, your hair is smooth on the pillow where you lie. I don't sense affection, no gratitude, no love. Your loyalty is not to me, but to the stars above. One more cup of coffee for the road. One more cup of coffee before I go to the valley below. Your daddy, he's an outlaw, a wounder by trade. Show you how to pick and choose and how to throw the blade. He oversees the kingdom, so no stranger does intrude. His voice echoes as he calls out for another plate of food. One more cup of coffee for the road. One more cup of coffee before I go to the valley below. Thank you. Your sister sees the future like your mama and yourself. You never learn to read or write, there's no books upon your shelf. Your pleasure knows no limit, your voice is like a meadowlark. But your heart is like the ocean, mysterious and dark. One more cup of coffee for the road. One more cup of coffee before I go to the valley below.
Where we lay down to rest. You promised to be my blue-eyed boy, but that sun sank in the west.
Introduce this next one, because I always give it the wrong title.
That's fine, mate.
We're going to feature Paul on a tune of the standard Foggy Mountain Breakdown, but what is it you call it?
Yeah, we learned to call it where we come from, the Breaky Mountain Fog Down.
All right.
Thank you.
I'd like to thank our guests, LeMay and Reese, with Paul Davis, and their special guest, Jim Stout, for being with us here tonight on Red Barn Radio. We'd also like to thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of Stations. And of course, we thank all of our studio audience for supporting Red Barn Radio's mission to promote, preserve, and perform the music of Kentucky and the region. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. I'm Donald Mason. Until we meet again, keep it spinning. Give it up one more time for LeMay and Reese.
When you walked away, you took my heart with you, and you heard me say it was the right thing to do. But that was a lie I told to forget you, for saying goodbye, it was the wrong thing to do. It's not over, it's never been over, there's something about you I will never forget. It's not over, it's never been over, there's something about you, it's not over yet.
When I walked away, my heart was broken in two. I truly believed it was the right thing to do. But the tears kept falling, there was no living without you. Saying goodbye was the wrong thing to do.
It's not over, it's never been over, there's something about you I will never forget. It's not over, it's never been over, there's something about you, it's not over yet. You're telling me you'd like to start over. You're calling on me to forgive and forget. But there's really nothing you have to regret, 'cause I've always known it's not over yet. It's not over, it's never been over, there's something about you I will never forget. It's not over, it's never been over, something about you, it's not over yet. There's something about you, it's not over yet.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Joe, Sherry, Paul, and Jim, LeMay and Reese with Paul Davis, and Jim Stout for being with us tonight. Campus Computer Repair Service is Red Barn Radio's computer maintenance source, offering personal and professional repair for home and small business PC, Mac, and iPad users. Campus Computer Repair is a Lexington business with a reputation for providing a consistently high level of customer service, fast repair times, and reasonable rates. For more information, they're on the web at campuscomputerrepair.net. We thank High on Art and Coffee for supplying food for our musical guests and volunteers. High on Art and Coffee, 523 East High Street in the Woodland Triangle here in Lexington. For more information, they're on the web at highonartandcoffee.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. We also thank our volunteers, especially Glenn and Linda Dawson, Lynn Hacker for her help with our social media. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of the Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau, showcasing the premier places to experience in Central Kentucky. Visit Lex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.